You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Rolling Podcast,
we talk about a Moscow mule you'll earn frequent fire points with, the best steak you've ever dreamt of, and if you thought bear spray was wild, wait till you see this stuff.
All that and more on episode 157 of the Rolling Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, oh my God, it's so sunny, Cast. What's going on, man?
Not too bad. Well, now that we got our weekly weather report in here. Yes, yeah. The sun is shining. Weather's a little nicer this week in Canada. So, you know, ain't all as well with the world? No.
Yeah, well, podcasting without pants, okay. To get your mail without pants? Apparently not acceptable.
Apparently not. I didn't expect the grandstand and boos and jeers. Like, that was a little much.
So when I saw the red dot on my chest, I was like, maybe I should go back inside.
Maybe. But you're in Canada. It was probably just, you know, somebody, some kid with a laser pointer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. This has been an eventful week. Barbara Streisand made the news.
Oh,
did you see what she fucking did?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I kind of read that. I was just kind of like, oh, like, I know when your idols get older, not even your idols, even your family members get older.
Yes.
Right. I know that Ray J. Johnson has made a couple of videos that are funny like that. How old people still talk the way they used to like 60 years ago.
Yes.
They'll use all the offensive words that people don't use anymore.
Oh boy, howdy. Yeah.
And so you kind of realize that, oh, sometimes your favorite artists who've been around for a very long time, they're also old people.
Yes, exactly. Just to clarify, Barbara Streisand was basically made a comment about all the latest Michael Jackson allegations saying, well, he can't control of sexual urges, and they're fine. It's not like the kids got killed or anything. They're all adults and they're all married and have kids now.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, no.
They were there and they knew the deal. They knew what was going on and they didn't exactly stop, did they?
Well, no, because they were 10, you fucking idiot. It's like, not that I'm a huge Barbara Streisand fan, and not like I was, you mean, frequenting her Twitter or whatever the fuck she does. I don't know. But it just, talk about having your head up your ass. Like, just fuck.
Yeah,
like,
I just kind of shook my head. And it was just kind of like, what? What did you say? Now a lot of them were like 10, right? They were in that age range. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. They were very, very young boys. Yeah. Like, so I don't know. Like, just
because it's a different term, believe it or not. Like, we use the term pedophilia for everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Pedos. Yeah.
Yeah. Pedos. Up until you're technically an adult. Or up until late teenage years, everybody always says, oh, he's a pedo. But there's actually, not that it matters.
Nobody's ever said to me, oh, you're a pedo. I'm just to make that clear. Fuck, no, I understand what you're saying.
There's a separate term, believe it or not, for once they hit between 11 and 14. Right?
The tween?
Well, between the age range of 11 and 14.
Right.
Technically not called a pedo anymore. It's called hebephilia.
Whatever, it's fucking wrong.
I know, it doesn't matter. I understand I'm splitting hairs. I just heard the term more recently. So if you do hear that term, it means the same thing. Fucking pedo, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But either way you slice it, again, another delusional fucking celebrity that just fucking so far removed from the rest of us.
Well, Barbara Streisand, you can tell she's been so far removed from everybody because she got famous really young, rich really young, and she's been divorced from regular society. You can tell she lived in a crystal palace.
Yep.
And like ring a bell, and then people would bring her dog a giant birthday cake. You know what I mean? Like, with that kind of fucking, you know, she was doing that back in the 50s and in the 60s when nobody was doing it. And so she just went more and more eccentric from there. So,
yeah, of course, yeah.
you know, the empathy's not there when you have less to care about.
Exactly, exactly. But the thing is, I think what she's trying to say about Michael Jackson, well, he can't help the way he feels. Yes, he was a very sick man. And yeah, if he couldn't help, but he should have gotten fucking help. You mean that's the difference. There's, yeah. You mean there's having these horrible, I understand there's people that have these horrible urges and get help and do whatever, but you know, acting on them and using your celebrity to act on them is fucking, it's all abhorrent. So anyway,
if you're going to make a decision when it comes to celebrities like that, like Michael Jackson, and there's been others, all right, the decision is, okay, I'm going to enjoy his music and I'm going to ignore all the personal stuff. Or the personal stuff takes precedent and I'm not going to listen to his music anymore.
Yeah.
It's rare that people are going to be like, oh yeah, well, I really hate what he did here and I fully acknowledge all that stuff, but I really like his, it's kind of like, okay, no, I'm either going to ignore one or acknowledge the other. But she kind of went the other route, was just like, yeah, everybody had a good time. Just fucking relax. Everybody's like, what?
No. Exactly. Exactly. And again, it's like, however you want to make your peace with it. We're not judging. If you enjoy the art, but you don't like the artist, that's fine. Whatever you're gonna do, you can make it in your head. It's like, well, you mean was he doing that when he was recording the Thriller album? Because technically, you know, if he's in the studio, he's not really doing that. So even like that, whatever math you have to work out in your head to enjoy Billie Jean or whatever the fuck's going on, that's up to you.
We had no idea what was going on. He made a song about being a monster and being a predator.
And
dancing like a little child. I had no idea.
Exactly. So anyway, not to get all fucking like, hey, whoa, what the fuck are Roman Rob doing?
Yeah, he's like, I know, and I'm not giving my position on the whole thing. I'm just saying, like, it's usually the way that people go. Like, look, I like Michael Jackson because of his music. That's Michael, right?
Exactly.
And you have, oh, no, sorry. He's a monster. You know, we should ban all his music. He's a pedo, right? Those are the two positions that most people take. She kind of split the...
Yeah, she fucking went off the reservation.
Yeah, so that was just kind of fucked up, and you're like, that's not an argument.
That's not, no, that's not... The kids walked it off. Oh, fuck. You Jesus, fuck.
Walked it off.
Walking off there. Billy. Anyway, okay, let's get off that subject. A couple more things. Oh, Motley Crue's biopic Dirt came out this week on Netflix.
I did see that, and I did see them also playing live. I didn't watch the biopic.
Okay.
I saw that it was out.
Right.
And then they said that somebody posted saying, like, Fat Motley Crue, as they're known now, or whatever. What's his name again?
Vince Neil.
Yeah. So he kind of sounds like Bob Dylan now, like a fat Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but okay. Well, this is it. Motley Crue, I was a huge fan in the 80s. Like, just one of these. Yeah, I just loved it. I knew every album backwards and forwards. But so I watched the movie, and it was cool because there was a lot of gratuitous nudity. And also too, it was Motley Crue. It's like, oh, cool. But if it was any other band on a movie, it's like, ooh, there's inaccuracies. It just, even like, it's just one of those, it's not stitched together quite well. There's a lot of things that are short.
You watch the whole thing?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because again, did they talk about his kid drowning?
The kids? No. Vince Neil's kid passed away because of cancer. He had a daughter that passed away. They did lean on that, and they really went really deep into that, which was heartbreaking. But no, there was a Tommy Lee threw his kid a birthday party, and one of the guests drowned.
That's what it was. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. They never got into that. They never got into the Pamela stuff. It just basically their run through the 80s and what they went through. It's if you're a fan of Motley Crue, like I am, really cool. But as a standalone movie, anyway, again, you'll make that determination. That's more your ballpark than mine. But so anyway, that's a thing. What else is going on? I know I'm the guy that goes on, you mean, this show and says, hey, if you're not into something and somebody else likes it, just let them like it. You know what I mean? But right. Amy Schumer has a special out, a new one. And if you haven't heard that she's pregnant, she'll spend an hour and a half fucking telling you. So I didn't make it through it. But anyway, if you're enjoying that special, right on. It's just a little, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's Amy Schumer. So I myself, one of the reasons we started this podcast is we had Kevin Smith, and then we had Chris Hardwick. You know, they have their own podcast, which is
They weren't on our show, but
formerly Nerdist and now ID10T, and also Spodcast. Yeah. They inspired us to start our own. Sure. One of the guys I currently listen to is Christopher Titus, and Titus was trying to make a movie for a very long time. He made a version of it, and he wasn't able to get it done. So he just said, "Fuck it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to make it myself." Right. So it's been out for a while. It's called Special Unit.
Okay. Right?
And I just started. It's actually now on Amazon Prime if you're a Prime member. So go watch it. It won't cost you anymore. But if you get a chance to watch it, I only started watching the first 15 minutes, and it is so funny. Right?
Oh, excellent.
So, I was worried to be like, because the original version he made was really cheesy.
Right.
You know, but this version so far, it's got Billy Gardell, you know, from Mike and Molly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? So he plays the chief. So that's real funny. And he has, remember his Titus TV series? The lady that played his girlfriend, she's really she's a great actress. She's also in this one. She plays the mayor. But it just started already really funny, and the timing's really well done. So I can't wait to finish it. It looks like it's going to be real fun. So if you get a chance, support it, watch it, all that, because he puts out good content.
And it's another podcaster.
It's another comedian. And he calls it like it is. His podcasts are very, you know, everybody, when it comes to political stuff, he's kind of, everybody thinks he might be left, but he was actually, they're more conservative throughout his whole history.
Right.
But things are so bad on the right side that he's kind of being pushed the other way. And he's more about being fair. He's more about being down the, like, not being down the middle, but being fair.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why I really like his podcast. He calls out bullshit, you know, from either side. So it makes it, but he's hilarious. And his wife, Rachel Bradley, is also a stand-up comic, and she's funny too.
Nice.
You know, so yeah, if you get a chance, we're not being paid. I just saw it. I was just like, damn, after 15, and then you messaged me. You're like, okay, let's start our show.
Let's start. We got to record.
I'll go back and
stop watching the other fucking podcast, dude, and fucking make your own show, piece of shit. And no, I didn't say that. That would be hilarious. Hey, Rob's like the tyrant behind the scenes of the Roman podcast.
Oh, he was bing.
You like, motherfucker.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Get on the fucking mic, would you? God damn it. You fucking dance monkey. All right. Okay. What else are we gonna get into? I put down Amy Schumer. Check Michael Jackson.
I did a podcast this week.
You did. I heard it. So you go ahead. You lay the goods down.
Yeah. I got to hang out with the PM&A guys, and they just wanted to interview me about podcasting, about acting, about stuff that's happened throughout my life, and we had a good chat. Yeah, he kind of surprised me. He's like, "Well, we usually go for about an hour and a half." I'm like, "Well, that is twice the length."
Yes.
Of our podcast.
Yeah, no, it was a great listen, and I actually messaged their show. I started doing, you know, like we do. I followed on Instagram, and it turns out they actually live in the same. We all live in the same area, like the Southern Ontario, but they are actually in the same city. So like,
yes.
But anyway, yeah, great stuff. And definitely check them out. What is the game again? PMNA?
Yeah, it's correct. PMNA.
Yeah. Okay. Ampersand there.
Ampersand A. So yeah, you can find them on all most downloading podcast sites. So.
Yeah, it was great. And they did a great job. And I think they're like, you were on episode 13 and like, oh, fuck, we didn't sound that good at 13.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical issues from my side, but we managed to make it work. And
if you're gonna have record with Roman, there's a 99% chance you're gonna have technical issues on his side.
Yeah,
as you know,
well, I've got my replaced my whole computer, but I still have my old audio setup that doesn't work well with the new Windows.
Oh, I hope you're telling listeners, because if you're telling me, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
You fucking know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I produce the show. So, okay, so let's, we're deep into our show. We're almost like, we're a very short show. We're fucking eating up halfway through bitching about Barbara Streisand and Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what? You have any headlines we should jump into?
Okay. Here we go. Man tries to board flight naked, saying clothes make him less aerodynamic.
Sir. Okay. I understand. I'm not sure if this is from Canada or that we have legalized certain things around here recently, but even that wouldn't, clearly this guy's what, insane? What's going on here?
Yeah, this is in Moscow. Basically, okay. He said that, you know, it made him less aerodynamic, and that's what you want when you board a plane, right? You want to streamline.
Yeah.
You know, tab A and slot B. That's basically what you're looking for, right?
It is. I'm usually the asshole humming La Bamba, but you mean whatever. Like,
it's a giant human centipede just fucking marching in on that plane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming clearly like out of his mind or drugged up or drunk or something, because
that's the thing they were trying to figure out. He shouted that his clothes impair his aerodynamics of his body, and he flies with more agility when he's undressed. All right. So they see them being, there's footage of him being handcuffed. He's seen kneeling in front of the officers in the middle of a corridor. And before he turns sideways and leans his back legs against the walls, what he did was, after the police had detained him, they were taken to the airport's medical room where it was a medical facility.
Right.
And then he said that, I think there's a part here where, there you go. It says here, it comes just 2 months after a man on a Russian flight made headlines when footage showed him lowering his trousers and urinating in the middle of the aisle on the plane.
No, wow. Yeah, no, that's not cool, dude. Like, I don't...
It's because of Russian Airlines. Our slogan is, what the fuck?
What the fuck? You got too much vodka. You pee on plane. It's okay.
That's why there's grooves in the floor for the piss.
For the pee. Okay, clearly this guy's just fucking whacked. Like, being nude anywhere is not, especially we're both mid 40s. Like, nobody needs to fucking see that. Like,
you know, I don't even need to see myself naked. That's
no, no, I hear you. I look away in the mirror. Like, and again, it's not out of shaming or body. We're not body shaming anybody in their mid 40s. We're just saying, like, you know, fuck, come on.
No, I'm kind of a little self body shaming. I don't need Nicole Arbour fucking doing it for me. Thank you, but I could do myself.
There you go. All right. Okay. So this guy's clearly nuts. Clearly doesn't figure it out. That
well, his nuts were clearly seen. I'm not sure. If he's seen
I talk about what a nightmare. Like, can you imagine being handcuffed on your knees with your hands handcuffed behind your back and your cock hanging out? Like,
yeah, just any day where my cock can hang out, I'm a happy guy.
You're okay with that. You're okay with like bypassers going, hey, look, there's a cock.
Summer wind comes blowing in.
there's his hang low. You know what I mean, there's flicking around there. Okay, yeah, clearly this guy's fucking nuts. It's not, I mean, there's no explanation. It's a funny story. Not so funny if you're on that plane, I'm quite sure. You mean, because guys, yeah. Imagine sitting in everybody's boarding and you got your seat and you're sitting down and like, zone C is now fucking boarding. You're boarding.
These aren't like Europeans, like in the sense that, like, you know, the standard people you would see.
Oh, no, he's a peon.
These are fucking Russians. Yeah. So, like, you have an old lady who's like overweight wearing a babushka or wearing like a headscarf.
Right.
Right. And turns around and sees him that he's naked. She's just going to slap the tip of his dick like a horse, you know?
Of course, I won't.
Stop it! Stop it!
I won't. Yeah, you know what I mean, like, it's it's just. And again, how do you fight a nude guy?
Yeah, that's the worst part, especially when they're all greased up.
Well, no, there's nobody. I don't know what you're doing, but yeah, no, I'm just saying in general. Like, you mean, you want to get in a fist fight with a nude guy? Like, he's gonna start doing some Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
That's what I would do if I had to run somewhere naked and I knew that the cops were gonna tackle me.
Yeah.
I would use like lard or Crisco or whatever, and I would just slather myself up so that anytime they try to grab me, they'd just be like, they would just like be slipping right off the mat.
Fuck.
Because they try to wrestle a greased pig. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think, and I'll think if I was a cop, I'd be like, yeah, no, fuck it. You don't pay me enough. I'll take a bullet from my partner, but I ain't fucking wrestling Roman and greased up.
Move him towards the deep fryer.
All right. Clearly this guy's insane. You mean, I don't know what else to say. So, did you get another headline?
I do. Vegan YouTuber shocks fans by eating meat and ejaculates for the first time in months.
Okay. Was just missing protein.
There's a lot of unpacking there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this guy here, I'm very familiar with him. His name is Tim Sheath. Okay, so if you watch American Ninja Warrior, the America versus the World, he's a parkour guy from the UK. So he's a parkour champ, right? And so he decided one day that he was going to give up his veganism and decided to eat meat one day. And that night, so he ate, raw eggs and salmon after a 35-day fast.
Uh-huh.
And then he had a massive wet dream that night.
Oh, I guess so. That's a fucking good salmon.
How good is that salmon? Yeah, okay. So, you know, he had a wet dream that night, which, and he hasn't been able to ejaculate for months and months when he's been, when he was being a vegan.
Well,
So he started
malnourished. That's why
he started giving up. He started seeing the benefits of giving up the vegan lifestyle. He's also a famous YouTuber. Like I said, that's where he was well known. And that's why American Ninja Warrior kind of, you know, found him and brought him on there. Now I know more things about him.
Oh, more than ejaculation. I'd like to hear this.
Oh, yeah. He's well known for drinking urine.
Oh, of course he is.
Right. And he has videos on YouTube of him and his buddies. Like, he looks almost emaciated now. He's so skinny compared to what he was.
Right.
I guess when he went vegan, he just lost a lot of muscle mass because he looks like Christian Bale in that fucking movie.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So you're not going to eat fucking cheese or eggs, but you'll fucking drink piss.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, sir. You're dismissed. Like, fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like,
well, he was saying that when he was vegan, he had digestive issues, depression, fatigue, brain fog, lack of energy, when waking up stiff. Not the good way.
No, but again, I'm sure I don't know the vegan lifestyle. It's just not something for me. I enjoy being a carnivore. I do eat vegetables and fruits, but it's not part of, I don't know. It's not for me, veganism. I don't think I appreciate a lot of like big salads or a lot of vegetable stuff or enough vegetables. I'm pretty picky when it comes to vegetables. So I don't appreciate enough of it to really, where a vegan lifestyle would be very bland for me, I'm pretty sure. So if that's your thing, that's fine. But please make sure you're doing it healthy. Like, you have to have supplements, or you have to supplement your protein in some way. Like,
yeah. And he suffered a lot of backlash. He lost some endorsement deals. Then he actually went to full on eating meat. And so he had a huge backlash from his fans, because a lot of them were turned on to veganism by him. And then all of a sudden he's like, fuck it, I'm eating steak. And so it just caused a lot of problems. And now he's doing the whole urine thing, which is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a whole bunch of people on his YouTube channel that have all done it. And it's just like so strange. But anyway, so he's back to eating meat and trying to live a different lifestyle. It's pretty funny to me that when he went vegan, everybody was like, the vegans were like, hey, great, you've gone vegan. It's the greatest thing for you. Right. And then afterwards he decides, you know what? Veganism isn't for me. And then he gets a huge backlash. Like, yeah. You're a monster. Like, no, fuck off.
Well, that's just it. Like, it's, again, if you're looking at, we know in podcasting, we know, like, if we add a hashtag, like, on something, like, if we all of a sudden said we're the vegan podcast, you're going to have an automatic audience. I mean, that's the same thing. Like my Star Wars shows do really, really well. This show does really, really well, but it's taken us 3 years to get to really, really well.
And we did it without veganism.
We did it without veganism, and we did it well with Star Wars. But the thing is, like, say I'm doing Star Wars. If somebody's like, oh, I feel like listening to a Star Wars podcast, and they might happen to stumble across mine, what are they going to punch into their phone to stumble across a Roman podcast? I feel like listening to two chubby, middle-aged Canadians. Like, it doesn't, like, I mean, we got to
get this more often than you think.
Apparently, yeah. We got to gain our audience a different way. So, but if we became, oh, we're the vegan podcast, then we're going to have a whole bunch of people coming to our show or our YouTube and everything else and be like, hey, they're the vegan guys. And then if we're like, yeah, fuck it, we're eating meat, they'd be like, oh, hey, like, fucking, you catfished us. You're fucking,
his YouTube channel was mostly parkour.
Okay.
Right. And then he became a vegan. Like, his initial 180,000 fans, whatever it was, or I think maybe that's what he's at. But
yeah.
It was all about him being a parkour artist. That's what made him famous. And then I think he went to veganism.
And yeah, but again, it's probably the people that are bitching are probably the 1% of people that are vegans that found his show and listen to him because he is a vegan. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, apparently you can't be a vegetarian anymore. Like, that's not good enough. You mean, like, if it's like, I guess it's something, if I came to you like next week and said, hey, I'm now a vegetarian, you'd be like, what? You're not going to go vegan? You're not going to take that extra fucking step? Like,
yeah, you fucking not committing bastard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like you cheating fucking. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You eat eggs. Yeah, you eat. You'll beat babies, but you won't fucking. You mean
you'll eat babies?
Babies. Okay. Yeah. This
and
is
just so you know, I tried to Google something to pull us up.
Yeah.
Right. I decided to look for podcasts, and I just looked up Dick and Farts podcasts. Yeah, we didn't show up. So oh, yeah, okay. It's not that easy to find us when you're just looking for subjects.
Just subjects. Yeah. Okay. Well, they clearly this guy's. I don't know. Fuck. He's whatever, man. If he's he's healthier, but I can't imagine he's drinking piss now, so he can't be that fucking healthy.
Oh, who knows, right?
As
the article says, at least he can make his own special sauce now.
He can, yes, but again, yes. I'm glad he's ejaculating again. But if you're drinking piss, your health angle is kind of a little fucking off.
I don't know. There's Lyoto Machida, the MMA fighter, the karate guy. He did the same thing. Some people believe in it. No thanks.
What, drinking piss?
Yeah, some people have done that. Yeah.
Oh, I know some people have.
Some people claim it's got health benefits. Yeah, I know that you, especially like if you're stuck in the wild, or if you're stuck in like, you know, someplace where you need to be rescued.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can drink it once.
Yes, of course. But that, like, this is he's a guy sitting in front of his computer at home. I'm enjoying a lovely Coca-Cola cherry Coke Zero.
He has like a water bottle filled with like piss.
Yeah, he's disgusting. I know some people are going, ooh, Cherry Coke Zero, Rob, fuck, it's not much better. Yeah, I know that, but fuck, it's not piss. Fuck off. Anyway, okay, so you got another headline for us?
You know what? I've got a couple things here. I'm going to go with this one here.
Okay.
Get clean for sexy time.
Yes.
All right. Sometimes a man wants to feel fresh before getting intimate. A personal hygiene product that purportedly will help clean your penis before and after sexy time.
Yeah, okay.
Following a sweaty workout, you know, got a refreshing boost on social media recently. Basically, this guy created this thing called Boner's Penis Cleaner.
Right.
Right? And it's apropos.
Yes.
It's in a British supermarket that asked what's wrong with their blokes cleaning their genitals the old-fashioned way. So basically, one guy was questioning it, going like, what's wrong with cleaning the old-fashioned way? He goes, oh, my God, what's wrong with a bit of soap and water and a squirt of lemon juice?
Lemon juice?
What the fuck?
The problem is...
not joking with the lemon juice, but...
if a guy's actually taking time to soap up his genitals and clean them, and it's not, and you're just washing your balls and you're just washing your cock, right? And this is not a shower thing where you're just like, well, you're doing everything. You go in the bathroom and start like even grabbing the soap, the pump soap, whoosh, 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 and you're starting to wash yourself up. Well, guess what? You're not going to have an intimate time. You will by yourself.
Yeah. You're literally, you know, as that one comedian said, I've never actually masturbated, but in all honesty, you know, it has gone off a couple times while cleaning it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, so, I don't know what they're going to try to achieve here. So is this some sort of solution or a product or?
Yeah, it's a spray and it's basically, it's a, you know, so you know what it is. I think it's when you're trying to be more aerodynamic to get on a Russian plane.
Of course.
You just want your dick to smell the best.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. When don't you?
Yeah. It says here, the benefits one guy wrote as a review online, he says, it's amazing. He says, amazing. Penis looks magical afterwards and smells like rainbows.
Okay. It smells like rainbows. Are they after a certain community or?
Guys with penises.
Guys with penises. Oh, wow.
Well, look, you can come up with all kinds of stuff. Like, look at Lysol, right?
Right.
We use it to wash the floors and the walls and whatnot. Sure, toilets. Sure. Yeah. Back in the 50s, they sold it to women as douche products. The same product. Women were shoving that in themselves.
Ugh.
Right?
Gross.
Ouchie, yeah, okay. Bernie, that means it's working.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, burning the inside of your uterine walls.
Exactly. Fuck. So there's a lot of stuff like that we now use that used to be used for other stuff.
Right.
You know, like stuff that used to be used as cough medicine we now use to shine our shoes with. And it's, at least it's all heroin. I mean, come on.
Well, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I get
it. It's just another one of those gimmick products where somebody goes, huh, do you know how dirty your penis is? You mean You mean the penis where I go, I shower, I soap it up, I clean it 100%, I put on hermetically sealed underwear.
Yes, we actually pay probably a little bit too much to the penis. Like, I mean, like
it stays completely clean all day, you know, and it and nothing gets to it. Nobody's touching it all day. It's literally sealed in a container.
Yes, and if you're going to actually use it for its intended purpose, you actually wrap it up before. So like you like
yeah, and if you have to urinate, you usually it's not. There's a dispense and a shake.
Yes. Well, yeah, I know some people listening will remember this story, but there's a guy I knew that used to say, oh, I wash my hands before I piss, not after, because you mean I know where my dick's been, but Lord knows what I've touched. So that's it. Yeah, there's a few people that'll recognize that one. But really,
he's like, I don't know. Lord knows what I've touched. A lot of dicks.
Apparently. Okay, so this is are you for this? Like, I'm all for male hygiene, like
right. But this is just a fucking gimmick. Like, it's just like everybody likes to they like to say like, oh my god, you know, that's dirty. It's the penis. It's like, no, literally, we wash it, we put on our underwear. Nobody touches it all day.
And you speak for yourself, bud.
Most underwear have a wicking ability, so they don't sit there and. In your sweat and all that, it doesn't happen that much anymore. It's not, you know, unless you're wearing like leather fucking underwear.
Yeah.
So it's just like, come on, give me a break, you know?
Yeah. Again, yeah, this is kind of a gimmick. And if anything, if there's one part we're paying too much attention to in the shower, it's going to be the junk. Like, come on, like, let's fucking
look. And if you really need to wash your cock, pull it out in the fucking washroom at the fucking, you know,
at the mall.
Wash your dick on the sink, and somebody walks in, you go, I have a plane to catch.
Yes. And also, too, you can actually drop it in those Dyson hand dryers.
No, I tried that once, and it just started rattling around. By the time I was done, it was 3 feet long.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Took a week to recover.
Now it's back to 3 inches. There we go.
One can hope.
One can hope. All right. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we get out of here. Remember, if you want to get a hold of the show, we are at Roman Pod and Cast on Twitter. We are also Roman Pod and Cast on Instagram. You can get a hold of myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And remember, April, I believe, 10th to the 16th, I am in Chicago. I will be at the Star Wars Celebration. So if you're down for that and you're hanging out in Chicago, I will be in Chicago. Also, too, on the Wednesday night, I'm actually thinking of going to Wrigley Field because I'm going to be in town a day earlier. And I just looked it up. The Cubbies are playing the Pirates. Not that I'm a fan of either team, but it's Wrigley fucking Field. Why not?
So, do it. Yes, fucking do it.
Yes, of course, it'll be a little early in the season. They won't have that nice green ivy at the back wall, but either way, I'll be there. Anyway, we'll see. So you can get a hold of Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and on Instagram, and he is Roman Citizens on absolutely everything else, and that includes Snapchat and Christian Grinder and all the other good places you can find him. Remember, RomanPodcast.com. That'll take you right to our TeePublic store. You can get our vintage logo, our current logo, on t-shirts, on hoodies, on rock shirts, on laptop cases, on mugs, on pillows and bags and wall hangings or wherever you want. You can check out all that good stuff there. That's RomanPodcast.com. And of course, what else am I forgetting? Oh yeah, tasty nudes. Send them to Roman. RomanPodcast@gmail.com. Tasteful nudes. Send them to me. The happily married guy. Same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And what else? Oh, the networks we're on. I can't forget about those guys. The Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and we're also endorsed by emotionally14.com. So check out all those good places, and you will be entertained for hours with all the quality entertainment they all have to offer. What else am I? Nudes. Oh, reach arounds. You want some reach arounds? Yes, reach arounds. Roman's nodding. He goes, yeah, I'll take a reach around. Well, if you want to give it to him, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
That's right. That is a dirty 5-star. Oh, well, I liked it anyways. That's why I stuck around, reach around.
So, until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Johnny Rock.
And I'm Neil Young, Johnny's best friend.
Not, you're not my best friend.
Yes, I am silly.
Not.
my best friend.
My best friend and I are here to tell you to tune in to Drinking in the Park Herd every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Player FM, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Podcast Network, and www.neilandjohnny.com, and downloadable on the podcast app of your choice.
So what, technobabble? Is this a promo? Am I in a promo?
Yep.
That explains the background music. It's really nice and shiny in here. And is it kind of small as well?
Getting smaller, because it ends soon.
Ends?
Yeah, Johnny, all podcast promos end.
When does the promo end?
30 seconds?
30 seconds? God, that was 25 seconds. Why does the promo have to end? I have more sounds to make. More jokes, more bananas.
Johnny, I have an idea. Listen.
Neil, Neil, you actually have to say the words when you whisper.
No. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Try it again. Listen.
That's a great idea. Hello, will you please listen to our podcast?
I hope this works.
Me too.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.